Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Robust high-resolution video matting with temporal guidance. Authored 2021 by Shanshuan Lin, Linjie Yang, Imran Salimi, Somadip Sengupta. Shanshuan Imran, Abstract. We introduce a robust, real-time, high-resolution human video matting method that achieves new state-of-the-art performance. Our method is much lighter than previous approaches and can process 4K at 76 FPS and HD at 104 FPS on an NVIDIA GTX 1080T GPU. Unlike most existing methods that perform video matting frame by frame as independent images, our method uses a recurrent architecture to exploit temporal information in videos and achieve significant improvements in temporal coherence and matting quality. Furthermore, we propose a novel training strategy that enforces our network on both matting and segmentation objectives. This significantly improves our model's robustness. Our method does not require any auxiliary input such as a tri-map or a pre-captured background image, so it can be widely applied to existing human matting applications. Our code is available at https://peterlin.github.io/robustvideomatting/1. Introduction matting is the process of predicting the alpha mat and foreground color from an input frame. Formally, a frame I can be viewed as the linear combination of a foreground F and a background B through an A coefficient, I equals AF plus 1A, B, 1, by extracting A and F. We can composite the foreground object to a new background, achieving the background replacement effect. Background replacement has many practical applications. Many rising use cases, e.g. video conferencing and entertainment video creation, need real-time background replacement on human subjects without green screen props. 1. Imran Salimi? Somadip neural models are used for this challenging problem, but the current solutions are not always robust and often generate artifacts. Our research focuses on improving the matting quality and robustness for such applications. Most existing methods, 18, 22, 34, despite being designed for video applications, process individual frames as independent images. Those approaches neglect the most widely available feature in videos, temporal information. Temporal information can improve video matting performance for many reasons. First, it allows the prediction of more coherent results, as the model can see multiple frames in its own predictions. This significantly reduces flicker and improves perceptual quality. Second, temporal information can improve matting robustness. In the cases where an individual frame might be ambiguous, e.g. the foreground color becomes similar to a passing object in the background, the model can better guess the boundary by referring to the previous frames. Third, temporal information allows the model to learn more about the background over time. When the camera moves, the background behind the subjects is revealed due to the perspective change. Even if the camera is fixed, the occluded background still often reveals due to the subject's movements. Having a better understanding of the background simplifies the matting task. Therefore, we propose a recurrent architecture to exploit the temporal information. Our method significantly improves the matting quality and temporal coherence. It can be applied to all videos without any requirements for auxiliary inputs, such as a manually annotated tri-map or a pre-captured background image. Furthermore, we propose a new training strategy to enforce our model on both matting and semantic segmentation objectives simultaneously. Most existing methods, 18, 22, 34, are trained on synthetic matting datasets. The samples often look fake and prevent the network to generalize to real images. Previous works, reference 18, 22, have attempted to initialize the model with weights trained on segmentation tasks, but the model still overfits to the synthetic distribution during the matting training. Others have attempted adversarial training, reference 34, or semi-supervised learning, reference 18, on unlabeled real images as an additional adaptation step. We argue that human matting tasks are closely related to human segmentation tasks. Simultaneously training with a segmentation objective can effectively regulate our model without additional adaptation steps. Our method outperforms the previous state-of-the-art method while being much lighter and faster. Our model uses only 58% parameters and can process real-time high-resolution videos at 4K 76 FPS and HD 104 FPS on an NVIDIA GTX 1080T GPU. 2. Related works. TriMap-based matting, classical, non-learning, algorithms, reference 1, 5, 7, 10, 20, 21, 38, require a manual TriMap annotation to solve for the unknown regions of the TriMap. Such methods are reviewed in the survey by Wang and Cohen, reference 43. Xu et al., reference 45, first used a deep network for TriMap-based matting, and many recent research continued this approach. FBA, reference 9, is one of the latest. TriMap-based methods are often object-agnostic, not limited to human. They are suitable for interactive photo editing applications where the user can select target objects and provide manual guidance. To extend it to video, Sun et al. Proposed DVM, reference 39, which only requires a TriMap on the first frame and can propagate it to the rest of the video. Background-based matting, Somadip et al. Proposed background matting, BGM, reference 34, which requires an additional pre-captured background image as input. This information acts as an implicit way for foreground selection and increases matting accuracy. Lin and Ryaptsev et al. Further proposed BGM V2, reference 22, with improved performance and a focus on real-time high resolution. However, background matting cannot handle dynamic backgrounds and large camera movements. Segmentation. Semantic segmentation is to predict a class label for every pixel, often without auxiliary inputs. Its binary segmentation mask can be used to locate the human subjects, but using it directly for background replacement will result in strong artifacts. Nonetheless, segmentation tasks are similar to matting tasks in an auxiliary-free setting, and the research in segmentation inspires our network design. DeepLab V3, reference 3, proposed ASPP, Atrus Spatial Pyramid Pooling, module and used dilated convolution in its encoder to improve performance. This design has been adopted by many following works, including MobileNet V3, reference 15. Which simplified ASPP to LRASPP. 2. Auxiliary-free matting. Fully automatic matting without any auxiliary inputs has also been studied. Methods like, reference 29, 46, work on any foreground objects but not as robust, while others like, reference 18, 35, 47, are trained specifically for human portraits. ModNet, reference 18, is the latest portrait matting method. In contrast, our method is trained to work well on the full human body. Video matting. Very few neural matting methods are designed for videos natively. ModNet, reference 18, proposed a post-processing trick that compares the prediction of neighboring frames to suppress flicker, but it cannot handle fast-moving body parts and the model itself still operates on frames as independent images. BGM, reference 34, explored taking a few neighboring frames as additional input channels, but this only provides short-term temporal cues and its effects were not the focus of the study. DVM, reference 45, is video native but focused on utilizing temporal information to propagate TriMap annotations. On contrary, our method focuses on using temporal information to improve matting quality in an auxiliary-free setting. Recurrent architecture. Recurrent neural network has been widely used for sequence tasks. Two of the most popular architectures are LSTM, long short-term memory, reference 13, and GRU, gated recurrent unit, reference 6, which have also been adopted to vision tasks as Conva LSTM, reference 36, and ConvGRU, reference 2. Previous works have explored using recurrent architectures for various video vision tasks and showed improved performance compared to the image-based counterparts, reference 42, 28, 41. Our work adopts recurrent architectures to the matting task. High-resolution matting, patch-based refinement has been explored by Point Rend, reference 19, for segmentation and BGM V2, reference 22, for matting. It only performs convolution on selective patches. Another approach is using guided filter, reference 11, a post-processing filter that jointly upsamples the low-resolution prediction given the high-resolution frame as guidance. Deep guided filter, DGF, reference 44, was proposed as a learnable module that can be trained with the network end-to-end without manual hyperparameters. Despite filter-based upsampling being less powerful, we choose it because it is faster and well-supported by all inference frameworks. 3. Model architecture. Our architecture consists of an encoder that extracts individual frames features, a recurrent decoder that aggregates temporal information, and a deep guided filter module for high resolution upsampling. Figure 2 shows our model architecture. 3.1. Feature extraction encoder. Our encoder module follows the design of state-of-the-art semantic segmentation networks, reference 3, 4, 15, because the ability to accurately locate human subjects is fundamental to the matting task. We adopt MobileNet V3 Large, reference 15, as our efficient backbone, followed by the LRASPP module as proposed by MobileNet V3 for semantic segmentation tasks. Noticeably, the last block of MobileNet V3 uses dilated convolutions without downsampling stride. The encoder module operates on individual frames and extracts features at Z and low scales for the recurrent decoder. 1.1.4.3.2. Recurrent decoder. We decide to use a recurrent architecture instead of attention or simply feed-forwarding multiple frames as additional input channels for several reasons. Recurrent mechanisms can learn what information to keep and forget by itself on a continuous stream of video, while the other two methods must rely on a fixed rule to remove old and insert new information to the limited memory pool on every set interval. The ability to adaptively keep both long-term and short-term temporal information makes recurrent mechanisms more suitable for our task. Our decoder adopts ConvaGuru at multiple scales to aggregate temporal information. We choose ConvaGuru because it is more parameter efficient than ConvaLSTM by having fewer gates. Formally, ConvaGuru is defined as where operators asterisk and O represent convolution and element-wise product respectively, tanh and O represent hyperbolic tangent and sigmoid function respectively. W and B are the convolution kernel and the bias term. The hidden state HT is used as both the output and the recurrent state to the next time step is HT1. The initial recurrent state HO is an all zero tensor. 3 As shown in figure 2, our decoder consists of a bottleneck block, upsampling blocks, and an output block. Bottleneck block operates at the low feature scale after the LRASPP module. A ConvaGuru layer is operated on only half of the channels by split and concatenation. This significantly reduces parameters in computation since ConvaGuru is computationally expansive. Upsampling block is repeated at Z, a grave, and 2 scale. First, it concatenates the bilinearly upsampled output from the previous block, the feature map of the corresponding scale from the encoder, and the input image downsampled by repeated 2x2 average pooling. Then, a convolution followed by batch normalization, reference 16, and ReLU, reference 26, activation is applied to perform feature merging and channel reduction. Finally, a ConvaGuru is applied to half of the channels by split and concatenation. Output block does not use ConvaGuru because we find it expansive and not impactful at this scale. The block only uses regular convolutions to refine the results. It first concatenates the input image in the bilinearly upsampled output from the previous block. Then it employs 2 repeated convolution, batch normalization, and ReLU stacks to produce the final hidden features. Finally, the features are projected to outputs, including 1-channel alpha prediction, 3-channel foreground prediction, and 1-channel segmentation prediction. The segmentation output is used for the segmentation training objective as later described in section 4. We find applying ConvaGuru on half of the channels by split and concatenation effective and efficient. This design helps ConvaGuru to focus on aggregating temporal information, while the other split branch forwards the spatial feature specific to the current frame. All convolutions use 3x3 kernels, except the last projection uses a 1x1 kernel. We modify our network such that it can be given T frames at once as input and each layer processes all T frames before passing to the next layer. During training, this allows batch normalization to compute statistics across both batch and time to ensure the normalization is consistent. During inference, T equals 1 can be used to process live videos and T greater than 1 can be used to exploit more GPU parallelism from the non-recurrent layers as a form of batching if the frames are allowed to be buffered. Our recurrent decoder is unidirectional so it can be used for both live streaming and post-processing. 3.3. Deep Guided Filter Module. We adopt Deep Guided Filter, DGF, as proposed in reference 44, for high-resolution prediction. When processing high-resolution videos such as 4K and HD, we downsample the input frame by a factor S before passing through the encoder-decoder network. Then the low-resolution alpha, foreground, final hidden features, as well as the high-resolution input frame are provided to the DGF module to produce high-resolution alpha and foreground. The entire network is trained end-to-end as described in section 4. Note that the DGF module is optional and the encoder-decoder network can operate standalone if the video to be processed is low in resolution. Our entire network does not use any special operators and can be deployed to most existing inference frameworks. More architectural details are in the supplementary. 4. Training. We propose to train our network with both matting and semantic segmentation objectives simultaneously for several reasons. First, human matting tasks are closely related to human segmentation tasks. Unlike TriMap-based and background-based matting methods that are given additional cues as inputs, our network must learn to semantically understand the scene and be robust in locating the human subjects. Second, most existing matting datasets only provide ground truth alpha and foreground that must be synthetically composited to background images. The compositions sometimes look fake due to the foreground and the background having different lighting. On the other hand, semantic segmentation datasets feature real images where the human subjects are included in all types of complex scenes. Training with semantic segmentation datasets prevents our model from overfitting to the synthetic distribution. Third, there is a lot more training data available for semantic segmentation tasks. We harvest a variety of publicly available datasets, both video-based and image-based, to train a robust model. 4.1. Matting datasets. Our model is trained on VideoMAT 240 Kelvins, VM, reference 22, distinction 646, D646, reference 30, and Adobe Image Matting, AIM, reference 45, datasets. VM provides 484 4K HD video clips. 4. We divide the dataset into the 5th of April 475 clips for train, val, test splits. D646 and AIM are image matting datasets. We use only images of humans and combine them to form 420/15 train, val splits for training. For evaluation, D646 and AIM each provide 11 and 10 test images respectively. For backgrounds, the dataset by reference 39 provides HD background videos that are suitable for matting composition. The videos include a variety of motions, such as cars passing, leaves shaking, and camera movements. We select 3,118 clips that does not contain humans and extract the first 100 frames from every clip. We also crawl 8,000 image backgrounds following the approach of reference 22. The images have more indoor scenes such as offices and living rooms. We apply motion and temporal augmentations on both foreground and background to increase data variety. Motion augmentations include affine translation, scale, rotation, shear, brightness, saturation, contrast, hue, noise and blur that change continuously over time. The motion is applied with different easing functions such that the changes are not always linear. The augmentation also adds artificial motions to the image datasets. Additionally, we apply temporal augmentation on videos, including clip reversal, speed changes, random pausing, and frame skipping. Other discrete augmentations, i.e. horizontal flip, grayscale, and sharpening, are applied consistently to all frames. 4.2. Segmentation datasets. We use video segmentation dataset YouTube-VIS and select 2,985 clips containing humans. We also use image segmentation datasets COCO, reference 23, and SPD, reference 40. COCO provides 64,111 images containing humans while SPD provides additional 5,711 samples. We apply similar augmentations but without motion, since YouTube-VIS already contains large camera movements and the image segmentation datasets do not require motion augmentation. 4.3. Procedures. Our matting training is pipelined into four stages. They are designed to let our network progressively see longer sequences and higher resolutions to save training time. We use Atom Optimizer for training. All stages use batch size B4 split across four NVIDIA V132G GPUs. Stage 1. We first train on VM at low resolution without the DGF module for 15 epochs. We set a short sequence length T equals 15 frames so that the network can get updated quicker. The MobileNet V3 backbone is initialized with pre-trained ImageNet, reference 32, weights and uses LA4 learning rate, while the rest of the network uses 2E-4. We sample the height and width of the input resolution HW independently between 256 and 512 pixels. This makes our network robust to different resolutions and aspect ratios. Stage 2. We increase T to 50 frames, reduce the learning rate by half, and keep other settings from stage 1 to train our equals model for two more epochs. This allows our network to see longer sequences and learn long-term dependencies. T equals 50 is the longest we can fit on our GPUs. Stage 3. We attach the DGF module and train on VM with high-resolution samples for one epoch. Since high resolution consumes more GPU memory, the sequence length must be set to very short. To avoid our recurrent network overfitting to very short sequences, we train our network on both low-resolution long sequences and high-resolution short sequences. Specifically, the low-resolution pass does not employ DGF and has T equals 40 and HW approximately 256,512. The high-resolution pass entails the low-resolution pass and employs DGF with downsample factor S equals 6 and H, U tilde, 1024, 2048. We set the learning rate of DGF to 2E-4 and the rest of the network to LA5. Stage 4. We train on the combined dataset of D646 and AIM for 5 epochs. We increase the decoder learning rate to let our network adapt and keep other settings from 0.25, I. equals minus 5.5e stage 3. Segmentation. Our segmentation training is interleaved between every matting training iteration. We train the network on image segmentation data after every odd iteration, and on video segmentation data after every even ones. Segmentation training is applied to all stages. For video segmentation data, we use the same B, T, H, W settings following every matting stage. For image segmentation data, we treat them as video sequences of only one frame, so T equals 1. This gives us room to apply a larger batch size B, BXT. Since the images are feed-forwarded as the first frame, it forces the segmentation to be robust even in the absence of recurrent information. 4.4. Losses. We apply losses on all TE, 1, T, frames. To learn alpha QTWR, T, ground truth at, we use L1 lossly and pyramid Laplacian loss lop, as reported by reference 9, 14, to produce the best result. We also apply a temporal coherence loss LIC, as used by reference 39, to reduce flicker. To learn foreground FTWR, T, ground truth F, we compute L1 loss LLI and temporal coherence loss lieutenant kernel on pixels where M greater than 0 following the approach of reference 22, 5 the total matting loss LM is. For semantic segmentation, our network is only trained on the human category. To learn the segmentation probability street W, R, T, the ground truth binary label street, we compute binary cross entropy loss, 5. Experimental evaluation 5.1. Evaluation on composition datasets. We construct our benchmark by compositing each test sample from VM, D646, and AIM datasets onto 5 video and 5 image backgrounds. Every test clip has 100 frames. Image samples are applied with motion augmentation. We compare our approach against state-of-the-art TriMap-based method, FBA, reference 9, background-based method, BGM V2, reference 22, with MobileNet V2, reference 33, Backbone, and auxiliary free method, ModNet, reference 18. To fairly compare them for fully automatic matting, FBA uses synthetic trimaps generated by dilation and erosion of semantic segmentation method DeepLab V3, reference 3, with ResNet 101, reference 12, Backbone. BGM V2 only sees the first frame's ground truth background. ModNet applies its neighbor frame smoothing trick. We attempt to retrain ModNet on our data but get worse results, potentially due to issues during the training, so ModNet uses its official weights. BGM V2 is already trained on all three datasets. FBA has not released the training code at the time of writing. We evaluate AW, R, T, ground truth A asterisk using MAD, mean absolute difference, MSE, mean squared error, GRAD, spatial gradient, reference 31, and CON, connectivity, reference 31, for quality, and adopt DTSSD, reference 8, for temporal coherence. For F, we only measure pixels where a asterisk greater than, by MSE. MAD and MSE are scaled by LA3 and DTSSD is scaled by LA2 for better readability. F is not measured on VM since it contains noisy ground truth. ModNet does not predict F, so we evaluate on the input frame as its foreground prediction. This simulates directly applying the alpha MAT on the input. Table 1 compares methods using low-resolution input. Our method does not use DGF in this scenario. Ours predicts more accurate and consistent alpha across all datasets. In particular, FBA is limited by the inaccurate synthetic trimap. BGM V2 performs poorly for dynamic backgrounds. ModNet produces less accurate and coherent results than ours. For foreground prediction, ours is behind BGM V2 but outperforms FBA and ModNet. Table 2 further compares our method with ModNet on high resolution. Since DGF must be trained end-to-end with the network, we modify ModNet to use non-learned fast-guided filter, FGF, to upsample the prediction. Both methods use downsample scale S equals 0.25 for the encoder-decoder network. We remove CON metric because it is too asterisk expansive to compute at high resolution. Our method outperforms ModNet on all metrics. 5.2. Evaluation on real videos. Figure 3 shows qualitative comparisons on real videos. In Figure 3a, we compare alpha predictions across all methods and find ours predicts fine-grained details like hair strands more accurately. In Figure 3b, we experiment on random YouTube videos. We remove BGM V2 from the comparison since these videos do not have pre-captured backgrounds. We find our method is much more robust to semantic errors. In Figures 3c and 3d, we further compare real-time matting against ModNet on cell phone and webcam videos. Our method can handle fast-moving body parts better than ModNet. 6.5.3. Size and speed comparison tables 3 and 4 show that our method is significantly lighter, with only 58% parameters compared to ModNet. Ours is the fastest on HD, 1920x1080, but a little slower than BGMV2 on 512x288 and ModNet with FGF on 4K, 3840x2160. Our inspection finds that DGF and FGF incur very minor differences in performance. Our method is slower than ModNet in 4K because ours predicts foreground in addition to alpha, so it is slower to process 3 extra channels in high resolution. We use reference 37 to measure GMACs, multiply accumulate operations, but it only measures convolutions and misses out resize and many tensor operations which are used most in DGF and FGF, so GMACs is only a rough approximation. Our method achieves HD 104fps and 4K 76fps, which is considered real-time for many applications. 6. Ablation studies. 6.1. Role of temporal information. Figure 4 shows the change of average alpha MAD metric across all VM test clips over time. The error of our model drops significantly in the first 15 frames, then the metric stays stable. ModNet, even with its neighbor frame smoothing trick, has large fluctuations in the metric. We also experiment with disabling recurrence in our network by passing zero tensors as the recurrent states. The quality and consistency worsen as expected. This proves that temporal information improves quality and consistency. Figure 5 compares temporal coherence with ModNet on a video sample. Our method produces consistent results on the handrail region while ModNet produces flicker, which significantly degrade perceptual quality. Please see our supplementary for more results. We further examine the recurrent hidden state. In Figure 6, we find that our network has automatically learned to reconstruct the background as it is revealed over time and keep this information in its recurrent channels to help future predictions. It also uses other recurrent channels to keep track of motion history. Our method even attempts to reconstruct the background when the videos contain camera movements and is capable of forgetting useless memory on shortcuts. More examples are in the supplementary. 6.2. Role of segmentation training. Objective Table 5 shows that our method is as robust as the semantic segmentation methods when evaluated on the subset of COCO validation images that contain humans and only on the human category. Our method achieves 61.50 MIOU, which is reasonably in between the performance of MobileNet V3 and DeepLab V3 trained on COCO considering the difference in model size. We also try to evaluate the robustness of our alpha output by thresholding a greater than 0.5 as the binary mask, and our method still achieves 60.88 MIOU, showing that the alpha prediction is also robust. For comparison, we train a separate model by initializing our 7 MobileNet V3 encoder and LRASPP module with the pre-trained weights on COCO and removing the segmentation objective. The model overfits to the synthetic matting data and regresses significantly on COCO performance, achieving only 38.24 MIOU. 6.3. Role of deep guided filter. Table 6 shows that DGF has only a small overhead in size and speed compared to FGF. DGF has a better grad metric, indicating its high resolution details are more accurate. DGF also produces more coherent results indicated by the DTSSD metric, likely because it takes hidden features from the recurrent decoder into consideration. The MAD and MSE metrics are inconclusive because they are dominated by segmentation level errors, which are not corrected by either DGF or FGF. 6.4. Static versus dynamic backgrounds. Table 7 compares the performance on static and dynamic backgrounds. Dynamic backgrounds include both background object movements and camera movements. Our method can handle both cases and performs slightly better on static backgrounds, likely because it is easier to reconstruct pixel-aligned backgrounds as shown in Figure 6. On the other hand, BGMV2 performs badly on dynamic backgrounds and ModNet does not exhibit any preference. In 8 metric, BGMV2 outperforms ours on static backgrounds, but it is expected to do worse in reality when the pre-captured background has misalignment. 6.5. Larger model for extra performance. We experiment with switching the backbone to ResNet 50, reference 12, and increasing the decoder channels. Table 8 shows the performance improvement. The large model is more suitable for server-side applications. 6.6. Limitations. Our method prefers videos with clear target subjects. When there are people in the background, the subjects of interest become ambiguous. It also favors simpler backgrounds to produce more accurate matting. Figure 7 shows examples of challenging cases. 7. Conclusion. We have proposed a recurrent architecture for robust human video matting. Our method achieves new state-of-the-art while being lighter and faster. Our analysis shows that temporal information plays an important role in improving the quality and consistency. We also introduce a new training strategy to train our model on both matting and semantic segmentation objectives. This approach effectively enforces our model to be robust on various types of videos. 9.10a. Overview. We provide additional details in this supplementary. In Section B, we describe the details of our network architecture. In Section C, we explain the details on training. In Section D, we show examples of our composited matting data samples. In Section E, we show additional results from our method. We also attach video results in the supplementary. Please see our videos for better visualization. B. Network. Table 9 describes our network and its variance with feature channels. Our default network uses MobileNet V3 large, reference 15, backbone, while the large variant uses ResNet 50, reference 12, backbone. Encoder. The encoder backbone operates on individual frames and extracts feature maps of ECK channels at K, 1, 5, ID, scales. Unlike regular MobileNet V3 and ResNet backbones that continue to operate at 32 scale, we modify the last block to use convolutions with a dilation rate of 2 and a stride of 1 following the design of 3, 4, 15. The last feature map E1 is given to the LRASPP module, which compresses it to its channels. Decoder. All Conva GRU layers operate on half of the channels by split and concatenation, so the recurrent hidden state has DK channels at scale K. For the upsampling blocks, the convolution, batch normalization, and ReLU stack compresses the concatenated features to DK channels before splitting to Conva GRU. For the output block, the first two convolutions have 16 filters and the final hidden features has 16 channels. The final projection convolution outputs 5 channels, including 3 channel foreground, 1 channel alpha, and 1 channel segmentation predictions. All convolutions uses 3x3 kernels except the last projection uses a 1x1 kernel. The average poolings use 2x2 kernels with a stride of 2. Deep guided filter. DGF contains a few 1x1 convolutions internally. We modify it to take the predicted foreground, alpha, and the final hidden features as inputs. All internal convolutions use 16 filters. Please refer to reference 44 for more specifications. Our entire network is built and trained in PyTorch, reference 27. We clamp the alpha and foreground prediction outputs to reference 0, 1, range without activation functions following reference 9, 22. The clamp is done during both training and inference. The segmentation prediction output is sigmoid logits. 11c. Training. Algorithm 1 shows the training loop of our proposed training strategy. The sequence length parameters T, I are set according to the stages, which is specified in our main text. The batch size parameters are set to B4 and BXT. The input resolutions are randomly sampled as H, W uniform, 256,512, and N, U uniform, 1024, 2048. Our network is trained using 4 NVIDIA V132G GPUs. We use mixed precision training, reference 25, to reduce the GPU memory consumption. The training takes approximately 18, 2, 8, and 14 hours in each stage respectively. D. Data samples. Figure 8 shows examples of composited training samples from the matting datasets. The clips contain natural movements when compositing with videos as well as artificial movements generated by the motion augmentation. Equals Figure 9 shows examples of the composited testing samples. The testing samples only apply motion augmentation on image foreground and backgrounds. The motion augmentation only consists of affine transforms. The strength of the augmentation is also weaker compared to the training augmentation to make testing samples as realistic looking as possible. E. Additional results. Figure 10 shows additional qualitative comparisons with ModNet. Our method is consistently more robust. Figure 11 compares temporal coherence with ModNet. ModNet has flicker on low confidence regions whereas our results are coherent. Figure 12 shows additional examples of our model's recurrent hidden state. It shows that our model has learned to store useful temporal information in its recurrent state and is capable of forgetting useless information upon shortcuts. 1.2.1.3.1.4. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.